Ease of use in the home has got many, many dimensions. And so in Vive, we actually have, as we traditionally do, a number of concept PCs. And I'd like to sort of draw your attention to the concept PCs we have over here, except they're not concepts. Some of these are in production and shipping now. So last IDF, we said there was a great deal of passion for Vive, and now we're beginning to show you some designs. So here's one here from a company called Capcell in Sweden. It's actually a ceramic PC. And then underneath it here is one of the systems that we showed in the thermal and acoustic measurements. This would take pride of place in any living room. It's actually from a German company called Box One. And this is the one that takes advantage of Intel dual-core technology and the whole Vive stack. It's passively cooled. So there's no fans, which means no fan noise. Okay, it's beautiful. Now, this one here is just basically a concept PC that the guys in the labs were mucking around with. It's a companion to a high-definition display. And it uses picture-in-picture to perhaps mess around with things like home automation and security, or perhaps, you know, basically your home control. And so it's supposed to make it easier for the consumer experience. Now, when we were actually having some in the industry, there's been a little bit of tension to say who's got the easiest product to device and who's got the fewest buttons on a remote. And so we saw the some of the devices have got 60 buttons, 40 buttons, etc. And, you know, we actually saw Steve and Apple stand up and have their six-button control. And one of the members of the audience, Charlie, last year said to me, okay, if you're so good Intel, why can't you do something with no buttons? Can you beat six buttons? And so we decided to do just that. So this platform itself is what we call Salt Creek. It basically has two tuners, HDMI support, dual hard disk drives with RAID backup array, which is obviously increasingly important. And then control is very easy, either with the touchpad on the screen or you can use a remote control. And so, for example, on the remote control, if you want to get your SpongeBob or your Family Guy, then what you can do is just simply say, what time is Family Guy on TV? Didn't like that one. I'll try again. What time is Family Guy on TV? Please work. I'm going to try that one more time. What time is Family Guy on TV? Let me do this one more time. What time is Family Guy on TV? Yes! Hey, it's worth more applause than that after all the effort. Okay. We actually do have a problem because the echoes and microphones and excuses. Okay, we actually found it. So now, record Family Guy. Yeah, that worked first time. There you go. So that was an example. So with a bit of healthy competition in the industry, you know, how many buttons do you need on a remote? We've set the bar for zero buttons on a remote control. So we'd like to see that being bettered for anyone in the industry who'd like to take us up on the Vive challenge. So in that particular example, doing things like pause or doing things like on-off, you don't need voice to be able to do that because you've got one button that can do it. But what we just did there was basically save ourselves 6-7. We did the search, find, and organize of all the content. And remember, in the Vive network, you may have content from your broadcaster, Sky Television or DirecTV. You may have content on your hard disk of one or multiple of your PCs. And so part of your choices for Family Guy or SpongeBob or whatever turns you on could be across multiple hard disk drives, for example. And so doing the search, the find, and having the always best connected, I have them, they're available, I can do it now, or it can go on there, record them, can save you multiple clicks, multiple screen menus that you get through. And so in that case, we saved about 7 screens and 7 clicks to do what otherwise would be 2 voice controls on there. And so the dual core performance is interesting. It allows you to do the voice control as well as doing all the search and all the find and all the organizing. So as developers, this is the kind of thing, and again, this is early technology, it's wonderful, but as a developer, this is exactly the kind of opportunity that you can do to grow the market. And in fact, imagination is only one of the many ways that consumers escape. In that case, it's movies. Many people escape by really enjoying multiplayer gaming. So what we'd like to do is to demonstrate some gamers having some fun with a truly immersive environment. And of course, that requires a great deal of performance. The first thing I'd like to do is to show you the performance of products that are shipping today, and you can see on the pedestal there, for example, that's actually the Pentium Processor Extreme Edition from Dell. This particular one uses a quad SLI. The performance on the screen I'm going to show is less than that. And what it's going to do is actually compare itself to our next generation microarchitecture. In this case, it's the codename Conroe. And so it requires a great deal of performance, particularly in fast-moving games like Call of Duty. And so in this particular test sequence, can you set it running, please? In this test sequence, it runs the fastest play possible for about 1 minute. And on your left, there's the Intel Pentium Processor Edition at 4.1 gigahertz. And on the other side is the next generation mobile platform based on Conroe. And what you'll see is basically developing or articulating performance based on frames per second. And if we just let this run through, you should actually see the various numbers coming up. It'll do an average in a moment. Sorry for the graphic violence, but there you go. And so what we have on this one is the Conroe system is doing roughly 111. This is a very early prototype. It's not overclocked or anything like this. And then in this one, this is the Pentium Processor Extreme Edition. We'll probably come up with something like 90 frames per second. Okay, and obviously this one is unoptimized. So this already gives you state-of-the-art gaming today. So that's Pressler. It's available today. And then Conroe, without being optimized in any shape or form or overclocked, will give you, in this case, about 20 to 25% performance, and then we believe it will deliver 30 to 40% performance by the time the tweaks have been done. So what I'd like to do, though, is to say, hey, Pressler is clearly state-of-the-art today. Pentium Processor Extreme Edition is state-of-the-art today. Conroe will basically mean game over. This is going to be a new level of performance that gamers are absolutely going to be thrilled with. But there's even more that we can do. And so now what I'd like to do is to give you an example of some secret sauce from Intel, some features that will take gaming to a whole new level. And what I'd like to do is to invite Amir and Mirdad on stage, please. They're both from United 5 Professional Online Gaming Organization.
Hey, Don.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Don.
So why don't you decide who's going to play the game? Because it's Intel Developer Forum, we have to develop some complex algorithms to see who gets the secret sauce platform.
We're going to do the old-fashioned way. One, two, three. Yes.
Okay, and what I'm going to do is, why don't you give us a running commentary as you get online and show us what's happening? The systems themselves, by the way, are both Pentium Processor Extreme Edition systems, one of the identically configured. One of them has got the Intel secret
Starting
sauce
three,
and the other one doesn't.
Two, one.
So what's going on, guys?
I'm already halfway loaded.
I'm still waiting.
I just joined my game.
Man, I'm still waiting.
And I am taking off.
So this is more death and violence, I take it?
Yes.
I actually finally joined my game.
Target locked, firing missiles. Target acquired. Target neutralized.
So Sean's non-volatile memory is for wusses. Our one is for real men who like high-end gaming. Okay, so what you actually saw there was obviously the ability for the new secret sauce coupled with the advanced technology from Intel to basically deliver new levels of gaming experience over and above what you would get on top of the leading technology today and then coupled with the Conroe platform that will take it to a whole new level. So guys, what do you think of the technology?
I think the technology is amazing. I think it's going to give gamers a greater competitive edge.
I thought my system was great. The only thing is his is way more competitive than mine. There's no competition.
So as a feature for a gaming community, the kind of secret sauce coupled with the direction we're heading on our CPUs, sounds pretty good?
Oh, sounds awesome.
Sounds great. Can I take this one with me?
Yeah, help yourself. You might have a trouble with security. Thanks very much, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Okay. Amir and Mirdad, ladies and gentlemen.
You guys.
So what we demonstrated there was some unique technology. It actually had some Intel unique algorithms, some unique drivers, coupled with more of the Intel NAND flash memory. So the systems themselves, the Pentium Processor Extreme Edition, are available today, including the big, bright, beautiful Dell system that you can see over there. Conroe will be later this year, and the actual technology, the secret source technology that we demonstrated, stay tuned for when we're going to bring that to market. But our commitment is we will continue to innovate to deliver the technology today, tomorrow, including new features that will delight our consumers.